Hello, this is Julian Gerdam from St. Columba's College in Dublin, Ireland. Visit our blog sccenglish.ie for lots more. This is the sixth in a series of talks about the patterns of poetry. All of these are under 5 minutes. If you'd like an introduction, please listen to the first one. And this talk is about onomatopoeia. This might well turn out to be the hardest one to spell, but it's an easy enough concept to grasp. Onomatopoeic words are those whose sound enacts or imitates their meaning. So in English we recognize bang, pop, crash, rattle, sizzle, and so on. Steven Pinker, in his book The Language Instinct, writes that, quote, since a word is a pure symbol, the relation between its sound and its meaning is utterly arbitrary. He goes on to point out that onomatopoeia is unfortunately not consistent across languages, and that whereas in English pigs go oink, apparently in Japanese they go boo-boo. Well, never mind, we're discussing English here. Onomatopoeic words appeal to the ear and can be particularly vivid and memorable. Poets use them for special effect. An example of this is in the poem A Constable Calls by Seamus Heaney from his 1975 book North. Heaney holds back his onomatopoeic word right to the end. The poem describes the vaguely threatening visit by a constable, a member of the Protestant, Loyalist-dominated Royal Ulster Constabulary, to Heaney's rural, Catholic, nationalist home when he was a boy. The policeman comes on his bicycle to check out Seamus's father's tillage returns. The boy looks on wide-eyed with nervousness, arithmetic and fear, imagining the black hole in the barracks. And then in the last lines, this happens. A shadow bobbed in the window. He was snapping the carrier spring over the ledger. His boot pushed off, and the bicycle ticked, ticked, ticked. So the poem ends with this example of onomatopoeia. The repeated ticked imitates the sound of the bicycle as it heads off. I've been saying through these talks that what matters is showing how these techniques are used. There's no point in merely spotting them. So why does Heaney use this word, ticked, 3 times? For a start, although it's written by an adult, Heaney's perspective in the poem is his boyhood self. Decades later, this incident has stuck in his mind, and the repeated ticked is like 3 dots at the end of the poem. Technical term alert here, it's an ellipsis. The constable may have gone, but the memory didn't go. The most obvious association of this word is with time, with a clock or watch, and of course between the event and the poem there was a lot of time. In Northern Ireland, too much of this time was filled with violence. Years after the constable called, the province erupted in the late 60s into the so-called Troubles. And this thought, of course, immediately calls into mind the other common association with this sound, a bomb. The kind of suppressed tensions written about subtly by Heaney in the poem eventually exploded, and for 35 years, Northern Ireland became a place defined by bombs and bombing. In fact, as I speak, one has just gone off in Derry, years after the Troubles seemed to end. Heaney wrote this poem at the height of the Troubles in the early to mid-70s. The ticking in, A Constable Calls, is very different from the sound in another poem in the same collection, North, the marvellous, warm poem, Sunlight, first part of Mossbourne, 2 poems in dedication, when he writes about his Aunt Mary. Now she dusts the board with a goose's wing, now sits broad-lapped, with whitened nails and measling shins. Here is a space again, the scone rising to the tick of 2 clocks, and here is love, like a tinsmith's scoop, sunk past its gleam in the meal bin. In this poem, the tick is a small punctuation of the peace and silence in the remembered kitchen. We are put into that kitchen. We can hear that tick. The rest of the collection is full of violence. Mary Heaney's kitchen becomes an emblem of a lost peacefulness. Heaney's use of onomatopoeia in A Constable Calls is just one example of how effective, resonant, and memorable this technique can be.